It took no more than a minute or two for the speck in the distance to materialize into a clearing dominated by a small thatch hut. To one side, a healthy vegetable garden tempted the tricorn's gasping nostrils with exotic smells. To the other, an old stone well stood lonely against the horizon. Dozily grazing in the grass was an old donkey, who lifted his head only momentarily at the appearance of the larger equine approaching his territory. Inside the hut itself, the town's resident potion master could be heard busying himself in his tiny kitchen. The young rider dismounted and approached the moldy door, not bothering to tether her ride. The tricorn nickered and shook his head, as if to assure his mistress that he could be trusted to stay put. His watery blue eyes watched her let herself into the dwelling. He was bustling himself about a brick pit fire, over top of which a black pot hung by the straps of a metal cradle, its contents boiling. Glass clinked and clamored in response to a stubby finger's agitated probing into the shelves. In the crook of his arm, he held a bundle of differently colored bottles. Being barely able to carry all of them, the old potion master dared to snatch one more from a low-lying shelf and added it to his store. Then, with a grunt of effort, hiked all of them into a more manageable position and lugged them to the foot of the fire. He set them down carefully in a row, picked out a small yellow vial, popped off the cork, and sniffed the contents thoughtfully with a ruddy button nose. He did not notice his young visitor watching him at his front door, but continued about his work with the utmost concentration. "Lemberdoc seed oil? Ah, very good," he prattled to himself, his voice a mixture of age and wisdom. Daintily, the old master tipped the vial over the pot until the desired amount dribbled into the concoction. Then, he quickly replaced the yellow vial with a larger, green one, and so on, adding ingredients from colored bottles one by one and stating them to himself as if for an invisible record.
"Bumblefish venom, iris petal paste, a touch of unicorn spit, and..."
The master slowed his pace for this particular addition and peered at it with green goblet eyes, allowing only a tiny drop to enter the boiling liquid.
"Careful, careful."
The thick, mucousy globule hit the bubbling liquid with a harsh hiss, and at once the pot's contents changed from blue to black.
"Wonderful," he said joyfully. "Just the right touch."
At this final crucial point, the girl at the door spoke up tentatively. "Tully?" But her caution made no difference. His concentration unhinged, the master leapt into the air and spun around, his long misshapen tail sweeping most of his opened potions to the ground around him. Instantly, the weathered wooden floorboards became a sea of swirling colors.
"Brassers, bloodies, ditties!" he cried,
more in surprise than anger. His attention swept from the girl to the mess about him and the last teetering vial at his feet. He snatched up the vial and corked it, saving its contents from certain ruin. Turning again to the intruder at the door, the old catman's head nodded in relief.
"Fair universe, child," he scolded,
though his tone was that of lightheartedness.
"Never sneak about so like a ghost in a cat's home. You're liable to get scratched."
The girl bowed slightly. "Sorry, Tully." Tully shook his head and cocked back his pointed ears in a manner very much like his common ancestor, despite his upright and eerily human frame.
"Come now, hand me that vial,"
he beseeched his visitor, pointing at a shelf higher than his 3-foot self.
"The blue one there."
She did so, lowering her hood in respect while kneeling down to present it to him. Tully plucked it from her palm, and he walked very carefully with it to the edge of the pot. The girl followed, and had to stay on her knees to see comfortably at his level.
"Yes, yes, Bogle's blood."
Tully licked his flat muzzle eagerly, peering through gold-rimmed glasses that balanced armless on the tip of his nose.
"Very rare to come by, my dear. It is the key ingredient in this particular potion."
He held it out for her to see. The light from the single window next to the door winked in the shine of the blue bottle, and the contents sparkled. "What potion is that?" asked the child, ruby eyes enlarged with interest.
"You'll see, you'll see."
The catman pulled the bottle away teasingly and waggled a clawed finger at her.
"But only if you're patient."
He began to shake the potion while he spoke, his broken tail swishing in anticipation.
"I heard about your adventures in the market today."
The girl frowned. "So soon?" Tully gave a soft, huffing chuckle.
"Word travels fast in these parts. A fact you should have considered before taking on your sire's sword and armor and mounting his steed. An ill-advised decision, even for you, Kiwi.